Welcome to Stiletto Heels. I'm Grandmaster Shoshona, and today the sun is out and it's not raining, so we can get all dressed and we can meet at our tea table. What a perfectly beautiful day. I'm looking up at the sky and I'm seeing the color blue, and it is so pretty. And I do love the color blue because it just connects us to self-care. And that is so very important. Many years ago, when I first designed my jewelry, and I was fortunate to be able to have my jewelry in Barney's, New York, and in their stores. And when I began my jewelry collections, I don't know if you know, but it was all designed for wellness. And I always saw glamour as wellness. And I think you'll agree, when we're just feeling stressed, when we feel tired, and we look like hell, we certainly don't feel glamorous. And by the way, when I'm styling clients and they're having an off day, no matter whether their hair's done, makeup done, and we're putting on gorgeous clothes, somehow it just does not shine. So I just feel, you know, the soul needs to glow. And with that thought in mind, I really began most of my jewelry with the intention that people make self-care time. Now, many times my clients meant, what do you mean by self-care? And I meant by self-care is taking time to meditate, not medicate, meditate. And it is so very important. It really makes you feel so good. And it gives you that lift. It gives you a lift of confidence. And so many times I hear clients go, what? And I remember years ago, I did come out with a line of blue products specifically created for meditation. You heard me, candles and sprays. And I remember the first day I was in Barney's, and a client came over and she said, what is that going to do for me? And I explained, you know, you use it to meditate. And she looked at me horrified. And meditate, I don't have time for that. I have time to get my hair done. I have time to get dressed. I have time for this, that, meet the girls. No, no time for meditation. So with that thought in mind, today I am dedicating a time for us to just get together, a feel-good session, and it's all about blue. It's about pop art blue. And the reason why I'm calling it now pop art blue meditation and mantras, because instead of just meditating, I realize it's really a sensorial experience. And the products I created for it was a sensory. Now, just like you declutter your space, and myself as Grandmaster in Feng Shui, it is so important to declutter your mind. How the hell are you going to look good if your mind is cluttered? And if you're thinking, I have to go here, I have to go there, and I just don't have the time. It makes me breathless just thinking about all this energy just getting all over the place. It's displaced. And we really don't have time for it. I really feel glamour has a space for it in wellness. And glamour is wellness. And come on back. We're going to take a break and I'll chat some more. I'm going to share my wellness journey with you. Now, as you know, Andy Warhol did my portrait. And I feel art is wellness, and you heal through art. You really do. So I'm repositioning everything because people just didn't get it. My jewelry was designed for healthy living, soul living, to have you feel glamorous. You look magnificent. After all, Andy, a mentor to me, loved glamour. But how are you going to feel glamorous on the surface without the inside being there. Now, people don't realize if you love cooking, it's the art of cooking. It's the art of the chef. If you love dancing, it's the art of dance. There's an art to everything. And therefore, I am declaring now the art of meditation. And it is an art. It is an art that you need to practice. It doesn't come to you right away. It does come like yoga. Meditation is a practice, and it'll take time. But I really will cheer for you, because the more time you give it, the more you're going to glow and get in touch with yourself, and you're going to look ever so glamorous. You really will. Without the makeup, without the hair, you're just going to shine and glow, and you're going to feel so yummy and good. That I'm going to practice showing you and teaching you. A goddess is a glamour, a glamorous woman. A goddess celebrates her time here. A goddess takes the time to shine. So we're going to create Pop Art Blue Goddess Meditations together. And I'm going to have you experience it, and you tell me how you feel after. Isn't that going to be something? So it's so important. Now, the first thing you're going to do is learn how to unclutter space just for yourself, a place to escape to. It could be in your closet. It could be just in the garden. It could be in the bathroom. But just declare it. And it's a special place that you can go to, and we'll call it to unwind. Because glamour is wellness, and you need time to create wellness. No different than it takes time to create glamour on the outside, doing your hair, doing your nails. How much time, girls, do you spend doing that? Well, give me the same time for meditation. Pop Art Blue Meditation and Mantras. You're going to feel so good. Now, once again, Andy taught me the importance of color, how color is mood. It shows emotions. So, of course, I chose blue for my Empower and Purify sprays and candles. And it's all about the color. It evokes emotion. Now, Andy's canvas was a silk screen and a canvas in color. My canvas is you. And I love to add color to meditate. So let's begin. We're going to add the color blue to Pop Art to evoke serenity, pleasure, and make you feel so good. And you're going to reboot. Yeah, reboot. I had to use a shoeism here. Of course I did. And it's all about soul living. Right, you're telling me enough. But it's all so much fun. So I want you to create a home for meditation, just like I created a home for feng shui. So, and my book was all about you. So there's two places you live. One is in your home, and the other is your home in your body. So we're going to kick it up a notch. We're going to meditate. And like Andy, we're going to create glamour with this meditation. So glamour lifts the mood, and you're going to feel less stress. You're going to create more time for adventure. And just like Andy said, you're going to have a good time to have time to do all kinds of fun stuff. So let's cradle the navel. Yes, the navel is your fire and water center point. It's the core. So underneath, you're going to make your hand in a love knot position, place it under the navel. And that's what I call cradle the navel. It's so important. So first, we're going to inhale and exhale. We're going to seek pleasure. Inhale, exhale. Now, breath is the energy of fire and water. The energy is up above the navel, is fire. Below the navel is water. When it's combined and it's equally together, it creates a life force. So what's different about the blue pop art meditation is you're going to have such a good time, a really good time, in seeing the color blue. And I want you to close your eyes and just picture the beach and the ocean blue or a lake. Think of that celestial sky blue that surrounds you. And as you sit there, think of the color washing from your toes up to your ankles, up to your knee points, up to your groin, up to your belly button, upward, 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 up to your shoulder point, into your neck, up to your ears, and above, above your forehead. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel that water energy just caressing you, relaxing you. Yes. Now you're going to see it also behind on your heels, behind your kneecaps, behind your thighs, on your butt, on your spine, your shoulder blades, your shoulders, your elbows, your hands. Picture them splashing. Now splashing. Now I want you to take your hands and shake it, shake it, shake it. Shake it like 20 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, shake it, shake it, shake it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Breathe. Shake it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 30. Great. Now you're going to take your palms and you're going to rub your palms together. We're going to do that 30 times. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Brilliant. Let's do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now that's the sole of your hands that you rub together. Now you're going to take your fingertips and fold it into the palms of your hand. In the center of your palm is a pressure point in acupuncture. You're going to hit it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wonderful. And now you're going to bring your hands together. Breathe in, breathe out. Now bring your palms apart slowly and bring your palms together. Bring them outward and together. And now cup your hands and bring it underneath your navel center. Okay, picture the color blue in your navel point now. Okay, relax. Bring out, breathe in, breathe in, breathe out. And take that moment to say Ramadasa. Let me hear you say that one more time. Ramadasa. You'll do that 11 times. And that'll be breathing you blessing, health, and peace into your life. Breathe it in. breathe it in. We're cleansing the space. We're cleansing the field of energy. Yes, we are. Yes, and you're bringing in peace, happiness, serenity, and most importantly, glamour. Your G-spot, your goddess energy, is all about pleasure. Goddess energy. May it surround you and bring you blessings. I'm standing with Lorenzo at the salon. Lorenzo, I'm all about glamour, so I always say find your G-spot for glamour. So, what gives you pleasure in life? What's glamour to you?
Glamour to me? Well, I love... Skincare is glamorous to me. I love great skin.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like the sign of a healthy life is like glowing skin.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
So what do you use for products for yourself for glowing skin?
So I... The Koreans have really, really cutting-edge skincare. So I use this line called Pyeongkang Yul, and it's Korean skincare. And I use their moisturizer, their cleanser, their moisture ampoule. Mm-hmm. And they have a night serum that I use at night.
It's kind of interesting because I was just learning about skincare from someone recently, and they were saying you always put on a layer. So you begin with the tonic, of course,
mm-hmm.
and then after that, skin toner. I don't know what it is. It's like a gel.
Yeah, a serum.
Mm-hmm. After that, a cream.
Yes.
And after that, an oil.
Mine is not that advanced, although I probably will look into adding an oil. But I always finish with sunscreen.
That's the best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for pleasure in life, have great skin. Thank you, Lorenzo. Now, I hope you enjoyed the blue pop art meditation and mantra. And the reason I brought your hands together was the usage of touch to soothe and heal the body and bring your meditation onto a more enjoyable, pleasurable, glamorous experience and help you restore the essence of well-being. It's the female goddess energy. And I just want to surround you with the waters, the blue waters, to relax and empower yourself. Now, the meditation is designed to connect you to self-care. Self-care is the core to wellness. It is also all about silence. So the more that you enjoy your blue pop art meditation and mantras, the more that you're going to unveil the mysteries of the mind with the body alignment, and you'll be nurturing yourself with self-care wellness. Now, I began the story of blue when I was in Capri, Italy, and I went into the Blue Grotto. It is such a magical place, and it really inspired me at that time. And it was around the same time that I met Andy. Isn't that interesting? It's all about blue. And so I was in the stunning Blue Grotto cave, and it was also known as the Blue Cathedral because the blue of the luminescent sea walls was magical. And I just pictured all fairies and nymphs jumping around. And today, when I started inspiring myself with the candles for meditation and sprays, I wanted to capture that blue moment. And I thought it's so important that one remembers an experience. So I felt that the Blue Grotto is where fantasy played and dwelled and beckoned us to enter into it. And I just wanted to unveil the secrets of glamour of the goddess within. So I just feel it's so important. Now, those who wake up early in the morning, pre-dawn or pre-dusk, is also the blue hour. It's a time where all artists love that magical moment where the colors are so luminous. And it is such an important time that it's a perfect time for you to do your meditations. And if you want, also, bath time is a perfect time as you enter into the blue waters and you just sit there and you do your meditation. And the Pop Art Blue meditation will work perfectly at that moment. So I want you to just be restful and enrich your life with wellness and just well-being. And when you put your head on the pillow tonight, just think of the inspiration of the blue grotto and the color blue to envelop you with serenity, peace, and longevity, to have a peaceful night's sleep. Enjoy your Pop Art Blue meditation or mantra. May it surround you with grace, love, and serenity. So today I want to thank you to join me with Pop Art Blue meditation and mantras. I wanted you to focus upon your soul living. It's an emotional, evocative journey. And I welcome you to the wind to banish yesterday's thoughts with cleansing waters that are calm and tranquil, bringing you blessings. I wish you all a soothing mind and silence to awaken your inner spirit with wisdom and calm. So let's pour a cup of tea. Yes. Perhaps we'll have a little bit of blueberries with it. We're into blue. And just, I wish you blessings as you connect your mind, your hand, and the heart to wish you blessings.